Warriors face the Nets in Brooklyn on Sunday, and it's a quick turnaround in the second half of a back-to-back with the team playing Saturday night in Philly and the Sixers storming out of the gate with a strong first half, building a 24-point lead. But the Warriors' third-quarter effort was simply brilliant, firing back and outscoring the Sixers by 32 points in the third. Stephen Curry with a 20-point third quarter on the way to 35 points in the game. Kevin Durant with 27 points as the Warriors power to a 124-116 victory. Here's Steph afterwards.
Just trying to find any kind of momentum, any positive after the way the first half went. And we got stops, which was key, made them uncomfortable. And that led to some easy, you know, offense. And even in the half court, I think we executed a lot better than we did in the first half. And that's kind of Warriors basketball. It's took us 24 minutes to get there, but we found a way to give ourselves some life and off to the races from there.
You personally,
did you feel it was your time in that third to take the game over with?
You always feel like that, to be honest. I mean, you never know how the game's gonna flow coming in, but whenever you have an opportunity to knock down some shots and just be aggressive, I was extremely aggressive in the first half, just didn't make as many shots. Just a little bit more calculated in the third quarter. We moved the ball a lot better, so we got some easier shots. And thankfully, some went down to continue to build that momentum. So it was a fun quarter. I honestly didn't know how, you know, dominating it was. You know, flipping the script from a 22-point deficit to a 10-point lead, but it's kind of crazy things happen around us.
When you consider how Boston game ended and how this game started, how impressive was this? I know you've been through a lot of scenarios and different kinds of battles, but how impressive for a team as tested as this one to do what you guys did in that third?
We got to find a bright spot, yeah, for sure, but being critical about ourselves, we obviously have to start games better and find some way to get some life early in the game, especially on the road. I think we did it. It's kind of flipping the script. We did that in Boston, but didn't finish strong. And tonight we started terrible and finished amazing. So we'll put it all together. And it's nice to escape here with a win after the way the first half went.
There was a first quarter sequence where there was like 2 timeouts in 8 seconds. Curry looked like he was mad.
That was all my fault. I came out of a timeout and didn't know the play. Or I knew the play, but forgot it once I got out there. And he's been talking about just our focus and executing in the half court, especially after coming out of a timeout. That's the easiest thing to do. And as a point guard, that's kind of unacceptable to literally 4 dribbles into the possession, not know where I'm throwing the ball. So things didn't go well after that either, until after halftime. But for me, I gotta be, you know, accountable for that. And he tried to, you know, send a point.
Steph, in general, can you put your finger on what leads to this, like, focus issues?
No, just, I mean, we say it a lot, but it's a long year, and there's obviously a lot of hype around us, and this happens in the league a lot. It's just, there's a microscope on everything that we do, so that's pretty much it. It's just one of those things that if it happens, you got to find a way to self-correct and get back to who you are. But hopefully over the course of the season, you know, more times than not, we'll be ready to play.
Steph, after seeing the Sixers team, specifically Joel and Ben, 2 times recently, just what are your thoughts about what they're building here in Philadelphia?
I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk about the process and seeing those draft picks come together, be healthy on the floor for a considerable amount of time, and they're on the right path. Obviously waiting on Markel to get back and put the whole piece, you know, all the puzzle pieces together, but I'm sure, you know, they're ready to turn the page from building to actually, you know, cementing their identity and who they're going to be, and I'm pretty sure they're close, and, you know, they play an exciting brand of basketball, and obviously in the first half they showed, you know, if you're not ready to play, they can come out and do some amazing things.
And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr in the post game.
I think just the embarrassment of how we played in the first half. You know, we just didn't compete, and I think our guys just felt like they had to get out there and start playing, and they did. And obviously, it's incredible third quarter.
What was your message to him at halftime, Coach?
It was mainly like, you know, we're not used to being run off the floor. We're usually the ones who are playing with pace and energy. And so when you're down 20 and you're not stopping anybody, you can't just turn it into a track meet. That's when you actually have to slow the pace down a little bit in the half court and execute and make them guard a little bit and change the flow. I felt like in the second quarter we were just trading baskets and coming down. It felt like a pickup game, and I thought we were more poised in the third quarter just in terms of execution and obviously defending with a lot of energy and everything turned.
Your team has done a lot of things, but when you see them put that kind of effort out in the third, and just what kind of a pride do you show in that kind of team when you see them do that?
It's a great group of guys. They're tough and they're competitive, and you know, we've been at this for a few years, and our guys they take everybody's best shot every night, and that's not an easy thing to do. And tonight was one of the few nights that first half where I just felt like we weren't competing. And like I said, it's not easy night in and night out, but their nature as a group is to fight. And fortunately, the NBA game's a long game, and you know, they turned it around.
You took two timeouts within like 8 seconds of each other in that first quarter. What happened in that sequence? And
first timeout was just a basic timeout to get our defense organized. Second timeout is because we came out of that first timeout and ran the play wrong. We were completely confused, and that's inexcusable. If you call timeout and draw a play, they got to run the play, so we weren't locked in, we weren't focused, and I wanted to jolt them a little bit and kind of let them have it, but that didn't work either. So it took more than that. It took I think, as I said, just the embarrassment of getting blown off the floor in that first half to get us going.
Steve, there was another timeout, I guess, to open shortly after the second quarter. What was the message on that?
I think it was defense again. I think it was transition defense. They scored twice in a row. It's tough to give up a dunk in transition after a made basket, but we accomplished that. So it deserved a timeout.
So have you been around Steph for a while? Does Steph ever surprise you with what he does?
No, not anymore. He did my first year here. I thought he was crazy for some of the shots that he took, and now every shot I good shot, Steph. Way to go.
Is it surprising to face a team like in the first half, because we're so fast, so tall?
It's not surprising what?
To face a team who is so fast and so tall. It's not the common norm in the league.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid and Simmons are they're different. You don't see that every night. And Embiid especially, I mean, at his size, there's so few players like him anymore. That's one of the reasons it was a good night for Zaza and David West. It was like an old-school NBA game where you had a big center to guard. But Simmons is unbelievably gifted, and the two of them together are really a difficult cover. And obviously they dominated that first half, but we corralled them in the second.
And after Sunday's game in Brooklyn, the Warriors wrap up this four-game road trip with a game in Oklahoma City Wednesday night against the Thunder. In Philadelphia, I'm Lawrence Scott.